Butterfly effect. Next September, find a view above an Appalachian gap, the place where a ridge of rolling mountaintops declines into a break, hillsides dipping and rising on either side of a narrow trail made by paws and moccasins and boots. Stand in the cold before sunrise, where in the shadow of those hills, the leafy tops of oak and poplar, ash and walnut seem feathered gray and beige in misty air below, and wait. Wait for the sun's first gold to strike that canopy, transform the mist into a thin vapor, and warm the pale feathers into orange opening wings. 100, then 1,000 glowing spots fanning out into an auburn blanket over every branch above the dew-soaked slope's dark, green rhododendron tangles. Stand sunstruck as those new-lit wings begin to rise in twos and threes, more and more bright sparks flickering into the blue until they become silhouettes and gather into a cloud that vanish off into southern sky. If a billion fewer monarchs traversed the air's invisible road today than 20 years ago, what difference can it make? Scientists say the flutter of just one butterfly's wings can change the weather days from now. They do not know a way to calculate what that change will be among the million possibilities. They call their study chaos theory. While volcanic ash covers farms in the Pacific and firestorms roar across the Australian bush, those mathematicians leave us here without a cause that can be named to stand high on this ridge, transfixed by glowing flames as they ascend into the sun.